Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Zvachim Daf Nun Beis. We are mostly down the Yomid already, so it's going to be 19 lines from the bottom up. Okay, so we're at Tanik of a Seder of Papa. Right back into the Sugya of Shirayim. As we learned yesterday, the leftover bloods of the Karbanos are meant to be poured on the Yisoid, on the foundation, of which Mizbeach? The external Mizbeach. So whether we're speaking about Karbanos who initially are processed outside, or even internal Karbanos, Chatas HaPnimis, like the Par Koyin Mashiach, Par Helam Davashol Tzibor, Par Yom Kippurim, although their initial blood applications are internal, on the Mizbeach, HaZohav and the Yecho, but their leftovers, their Shiraim, are poured outside, on the Yisoid Ma'aravi of the Mizbeach Achitzim. Now, our Papa taught us yesterday that all opinions will agree, all shittis will coincide to the extent that it's not miyakev. So Shiraim is important, but neglecting it would not hold back the kapara, you know, the success, the kashrus of the karban. So that's regarding animal karbanis. However, when it comes to the chatas oif, that is subject to disagreement. Rabbi Shmuel will say it is mi'akev, Rabbi Kiva will say it's not, as we'll see later. We will attempt to bring a raya, a brisa, and support of Rabbi Papa, that in fact Rabbi Shmuel as well holds shirayim, the pouring of the leftover bloods on the side of the Mizbeach, is not mi'akev the kapara. Tanakh of Aseid Rabbi Papa, we have a raya, a brisa, in support of Rabbi Papa. We begin with a pasuk speaking about the Par Koyin Mashiach, the chatos, cow that the Kohen Gadol will bring upon sinning. The pasuk says, "Veskol dam ha-par yishpoich." Now we're speaking about the par. Why repeat the word par? Right, all the blood is poured out on the yisaidim. Matam loymar. Why add the word ha-par? Oh, it's covering another par, the par Yom Kippurim, to tell you that there as well, leftovers are poured on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Limeid, it comes to teach, Al Par Yom Kippurim, Shehuton Matan Damim, Leisoid Divrei Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, the extra word is coming to include a Par Yom Kippurim. Come Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and both present an alternate route. We have a Kal V'Chomer to include Yom Kippur. We don't need this Pasuk for Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Chomer. How do we know that the Shiraim of the Yom Kippur par a port to the Yisoid, it's based on a Kal V'Chomer, on a logical arrangement. Uma im misha ein nichnas dami lifnim. Choyva. The base, the starting point here is the par koyin mashiach that we just discussed, which is not a required carbon. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to sin. Nobody pushed him to sin, right? Uma im misha ein nichnas dami lifnim choyva. Although the blood of that carbon is taken inside, apply to the Heichal, the Mizbeach HaZov and the Heichal. But it doesn't go in as a Chayv. It's not obligatory. He can just as well not sin and not bring a carbon. Right? It's not a required carbon. So despite its relative, it being a relatively lower level carbon, it's not a Chayv. Nevertheless, Ton Yisoid, we've established the leftovers of that carbon, despite its disadvantage, requires Yisoid. It's meant to be poured on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Certainly the Par Yom Kippurim, which is an obligatory, required carbon, right? It's part of our Yom Kippur arrangement. Misha nichnas damig lefnim chayva, the blood of the Yom Kippur carbon, which requires pnim as a chayva, it's required. Certainly, wouldn't you agree that in terms of pouring the Shiraim, it should have the same process as the other carbon? Ein adin shaton Yisoid. So the Rekiva, I'm going to go a step further and enhance the same Kal V'Chomer. I'm Rabbi Kiva. The starting point, once again, is the Par Koyin Mashiach. Uma Mishein Dami Nichnas Lefnai Ulefnim. Bein L'Chayva Bein L'Mitzvah. You see, there's a fundamental difference between the Par Koyin Mashiach and the Yom Kippur Par. In contrast to the Yom Kippur Par, whose blood is taken not only into the Heichel on the Mizbeach, but even to the Kodesh HaKadoshim all the way inside, something that the Par Koyin Mashiach doesn't have. At most, he just goes into the Heichal. But not Lefnai Lefnim. So clearly, Parayim Kippur, Purim stands much higher than Parakoyim Mashuach. Uma Mishain Domei. If even the Parakoyim Mashuach, whose blood is not even taken any time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai Lefnim, all the way to the innards, Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether as a Chayiv or as a Mitzvah, it doesn't go there. Bein L'Chayiv and L'Mitzvah. Still Toin Yisoid is leftovers are put on the Yisoid. Certainly the Parayim Kippurim, which has that added advantage. It's taken all the way inside to the holiest of holy. Misha nichnas, damai chayv lefnai lefnim. It's taken inside as a chayv. All the way inside, ain't a din, of course, because of this double advantage. It's chayv and all the way inside. Certainly, ain't a din shaton, yisoid, leftovers are part of the yisoid. So once we have a kal v'chayv, to prove our point, let's go back to that word hapar. Why is that necessary? To cover Yom Kippur? We already know Yom Kippur. Yochel yakivenu. Oh, so perhaps that repetition, that word will serve as a repetition, as an emphasis to tell you that in fact, pouring of the Shirayim on Yom Kippur is me'akev, is so critical to the process. Talmud Leimar, no, we have a pasuk in the end of the whole Yom Kippur schedule in the parash of Achri Mois. At the end it says, v'chila, Talmud Leimar, v'chila mechaper es ha-kodesh. So it talks about all the karbonis, without mentioning pouring of Shirayim. And it says, you're done. V'chila mechaper. This completes the whole kapara. Sholmu kalapar. Kapara is kulon. This concludes the whole kapara process. Apparently, Shirayim is not an integral part of the kapara. It's not going to impede the process. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So clearly, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Shvicha Shirayim is not miyakev. What about the Shvicha Shirayim of a parkoy Mashuach? Perhaps that is miyakev. Why? Because really we can build up a kal v'chomer for the shvicha shirayim of the parkoyim mashiach, an attempt to say that it is miyak. Miyatom, based on this, because once we know that the kal v'chomer can produce the aloha of shvicha shirayim by Yom Kippur based on the previous kal v'chomer, so perhaps we can present a similar kal v'chomer based on a different carbon, based on a regular chatas of a nasi that a king would bring upon sinning, a private carbon, but it's a special carbon. What we learned yesterday, there's a pasuk that the leftovers are poured on the mizbeach. So based on that, I can prove that even a parakoy mashiach as well has that same requirement that the shirayim are poured on the mizbeach. Umami shein nichnas dam lifnim, because you see the carbon chatas of the soyer of a nasi, that blood is applied on the external mizbeach only, mizbeach achitzin only. It doesn't even go inside ever. Umami she'en nichnas domei lefnim, even the soyer of a nasi whose blood is not taken inside into the eichel at all, in any context, lo yichayev le mitzvah, not obligatory, not a mitzvah. In fact, not even allowed to bring it in there. So, despite his apparent disadvantage vis-a-vis the kohen mashuach whose blood is taken into the eichel, still, the chatas of the nasi ton yisoid is meant to be placed on the yisoid. The shirayim are poured on the foundation. Certainly, misha nichnas dami lifnim, the parkoy mishuach whose blood is transported inside into the heichal. Bein lechayve bein lemitzvah, it's a mitzvah and it's a chayve. It's an obligatory thing. Now, Rashi points out, although earlier, relative to Yom Kippur, we said, oh, parkoy mishuach is not obligatory. Who asked him to say, right? So, relative to Yom Kippur, which is standard fare, which is a recurring standard requirement, parakoy mashuach is not considered a chayva. But relative to our carbon right now, in the context of comparing him to the soyer of a nasi whose blood never enters the hechel, right? It fits to say that the blood of the mashiach is transported to the hechel l'chayva l'mitzvah. It's obligatory. It's a chayv. Well, if you're going to bring it, you're obligated to do it. It's not just something that's recommended. It's something that actually is required. So of course, in a din sheton yisoid, of course, the leftover blood of that carbon requires a yisoid. So once we've established that shirayim of the parkoy mashuach is poured on the yisoid, so why then does the pasuk actually even explicitly mention that shirayim of this carbon is meant to go to the yisoid? Perhaps as a form of repetition to emphasize yachal yakvenu, to tell you that it's critical, it's essential. Talmud Leimar, no, we have another indicator telling you it's not. Ves kol dam apar yishpech. Now Rashi explains, This is sort of a shift in language, because regarding the Kohen Mashuach, we have Lokach HaKohen, Midamapar, V'hiza, V'nosan, right? It should have just said V'shafach. Why switch the reference verse? Kol Dama Parishbach, it's like he's starting over. Well, all the blood is meant to be poured. Instead of simply saying V'hiza, V'shafach, I'll pour it. It's meant to affect a disconnect. Nitko Yakosov, to disconnect the Shvicha Shiraim from the rest of the process. That's Ma'akev, this is not. La'asei bova, to make it strictly a mitzvah sasei, it's required. Vasa'oi shiori mitzvah, in effect, the Torah is turning it into shiori mitzvah, the secondary elements of a mitzvah. Lo'imuch to tell you, shiraim im ma'akvin, if one fails to pour the shiraim, it's not ma'akev the kapara, it's still considered kosher. Okay? So as to the question of whether shiraim are ma'akev, the answer is no. Whether chatas apnimi, such as Mashiach, Yom Kippur, certainly not chatas achitzayim. What about in terms of the bird chatas? Rav Papa presented yesterday that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah, which is a form of applying leftovers, squeezing the bird to the mizbeach's wall, trickling out the blood, that's leftovers. But by a bird chatas, it is ma'akev according to Rabbi Shmuel. Really? Rabbi Shmuel, mitzvah chatas oif ma'akev? The mitzvah of the chatas oif is ma'akev? Batana, the Rabbi Shmuel, we have another brisa presented in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, telling us otherwise. The pasuk in describing the mitzvah process says, "Vanishar v'adam yimatzei," the leftover blood of the bird will be squeezed out and trickled on. Vanishar yimatzei tells you if there's leftover, fine. V'she'ein nishalay yimatzei, if there's leftovers, squeeze it out. Otherwise, not. Apparently, it's not critical. It's not vital. You're right. There are two versions of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. According to some, it is vital. According to others, it's not. Terei tanoi v'alibo de Rabbi Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. So, if until this point we haven't yet discovered a shita that holds shirayim army akiv, so the pouring of the leftover blood coming from the chatas apnimi, coming from the internal carbon chatas, whose primary blood application was on the mizbeach apnimi, on the gold mizbeach. So the leftover blood, which is meant to be directed at the soid of the mizbeach achitzen, that process, although important, is not miyakiv. However, says the Gemara, we have discovered a shita that holds that shiraim, in fact, are mi'akiv. They do hold back the kashrus and success of the korban. In fact, I found a ton of the following opinion contained in the following brisa. That shiraim is mi'akiv. The sani, as we find in a brisa, that starts with a pasuk. A kohen ha-machate oisa. The kohen who processes the chatas. Machate is processing the chatas. He applies the blood of the chatas. Now, we're meant to know that a chatas can come in two forms. An animal form, a chatas behema, whose blood is placed on the corners, right? So on the upper part of the mizbeach. And we're speaking about a regular chatas, hachitzayna, the external carbon chatas, the one that's meant to be applied to the external mizbeach in the azara. So, the chatas behema goes upstairs, in the upper part of the mizbeach, and the chatas ha'oiv, right, the bird version of a chatas, his blood is placed, applied to the bottom part of that mizbeach. Now, what if we switch locations? If he takes the dam of a chatas behema, instead of putting it upstairs, he puts it downstairs. It doesn't work. It's a failed carbon. And we learn that from the extra word, oisa, it. This is the way it's meant to be done. Ha'koyin ha'machata oisa, Oisa teaches us, shenitan dam lamala, only whose dam was placed on the upper portion of the mizbeach, at the corners. V'lo yoisa shenitan dam lamata, but not if its blood was placed on the bottom of the mizbeach. Okay, so the chatas is pasul. Why do we need a pasuk for this? Wouldn't you just, come to the same conclusion on your own? So the question would be, where are you coming from? Why would you even entertain that mislocating the dam of the chatas can still pass? The answer is, because of the pasuk which says, yishafech is singular, one spill. We learn from here that in fact, although you meant to apply multiple applications, We learn from here that even the karbanos who require four applications, like echatas, right, on the four corners, still, you can get away with one. Shem nosnan, matana achas, keeper, even if you just applied one, and we're speaking about the echatas achitzoina, right? So even if you skip all three, just did one, right, we learned this in the beginning of last parak. Shem nosnan, matana achas, keeper, it works. So perhaps, just as if you trim the number from 4 to 1, it works. Perhaps this location also works. Yochel af nitana lamalo, shenasana lamata keeper. So perhaps I would suggest that also af hanitana lamalo, even the dama vichatas beim, which is meant to go on the upper half of the mizbeach and was placed on the bottom half, shenasana lamalo lamata keeper, would also work. Hence the pasuk oisa. No, it's got to be location specific. Now, why do we need a pasuk? The location is critical. Idinu, we can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Why? Not a kal v'chomer, just a comparison. Because we find that if we relocate or mislocate the dam of the echata sa'oif, instead of putting it downstairs, you put it upstairs, it doesn't work. As the Gemara later will learn from a pasuk. So why can't we just compare the two versions of karban chatas, the animal to the bird? Just like by the bird, location is critical, likewise by the behemoth. We have some dam which is meant to go upstairs, the chatas behemoth. We have blood which is meant to go lamata and downstairs, the bird. Let's compare. Ma damim hamurin lamata, just like the dam of the chatas bird. If he relocates, Shem nosnon lamalon lekipa, if he puts it upstairs, it doesn't work. Av damim hamurin lamalon. Likewise, the chatos behema dam, which is meant to go on top, im nosnon lamata lekipa, if he puts it downstairs, kaparot is not accomplished. Even without a pasuk, we just assume that it doesn't work. Loi, says the Gemara, you can't, you wouldn't be able to draw that conclusion from, you know, using this simple comparison. Why? I can differentiate between the two types of dam. Im amris betachtonim, I can understand that, you know, just because the lower bloods, the blood of the chatas oif, shenitanam nesin lamala, which was placed upstairs, you know why it's possible? Because it's never meant to go upstairs. Shein soifan lamala, that blood is never meant, never destined for the upper part of the mizbeach. Therefore, like keeper, therefore putting it there is totally wrong and you lose the kapar. As opposed to the animal carbon's dam, which will eventually, at least some part of it, the leftovers, right, will be poured on the bottom. So there's an element of bottomness to it, so to speak, right? It relates to that location as well. Tamar, how can you compare Belyanim to the upper bloods, the Chatas Behemadam, Shinas Lamata, although it was placed downstairs, but it still, you know, relates to that place, Sheyesh, Mehen Karv Lamata, some of that blood was destined for the bottom. The leftovers was meant for the bottom, so perhaps that could, you know, cover us as well. That could be reason to let it pass. So, why would you even, you know, learn one from the other? In which case, you wouldn't know the halach that placing the dam of the chatos behem on the wrong location, such as downstairs instead of upstairs, would in fact be critical. That necessitated the pasuk of oisa. Location specific is critical. Well, says the Gemara, actually, I can challenge this, you know, this most recent presentation. You're trying to draw a line between the two bloods and take away that, you know, comparison. No, I'm going to undo that by proving to you that, in fact, that factor that you mentioned, that when something is destined for that location, at least the leftovers are destined for that location, that would somehow, you know, justify a change of location. Damim ha'pnimi mi'echichu. I can refute that by taking a look at the dam of the internal, you know, karbanos. right? So the chatas hapnimi, whose dam is meant to be placed on the poroiches, on the mezbeach, and ultimately leftovers poured outside in the azara, right? So there, despite the fact that some of that blood is destined for the outside mezbeach, but nobody will suggest that if you relocated the initial blood application instead of inside, you did it outside, that'll be okay. Apparently, that svara, that rationale doesn't really hold water. Dama pnimi yechichu. I'll disprove that point by taking a look at the inside karbanis, the interior karbanis. Sheyesh mehen karbachutz. Because some of that blood is meant for the outside mizbeach, the leftovers. And still, imnasna matchila bachutz lekeeper. All agree that if you relocate it, and you placed the initial, right, the initial blood application outside instead of inside, it doesn't work. No, you can't compare, says the Gemara. You can't refute my distinction by analyzing the internal karbanis, because that's very different. Lo, im amres ba'adam apnimiyim. How can you compare to the internal bloods? Perhaps, you know, they have higher standards. Because, in fact, their process is a much longer, it's an elongated, more detailed process than the carbon we're speaking of here now, the external carbon. Shem mizbeach apnimi markam, by simply placing their blood on the mizbeach apnimi as required, that doesn't complete the process. It's not memarkam. Markam means it doesn't complete. There's still more to do. The Gemara is assuming step two, the more that we need to do is step two, which is pouring the leftovers on the external mizbeach. So it's a two-phase process. So perhaps that explains why it's more strict, more severe. You can't compare. Taimar, how can you compare be'elyonim to our blood here, the external karban chatas, whose blood is placed on the upper part of the mizbeach, where in a way it's a lower level process, less detailed, right? Sharikronis memarkos oison. It's a one-step process. It's not such a complicated, elaborate affair. You just put it on the corners and you're done, right? Because pouring the leftovers on the bottom is not miyakiv, it's not a critical part of the process, so technically it's just a one-phase, one-step process, as opposed to the internal blood, which involves a two-phase process, which is in fact critical. One is placement of the blood on the internal mizbeach, and secondly, pouring the leftovers on the external mizbeach, which at this point in the Gemara we figure, we're understanding this to mean that it's miyakiv, and here, by the way, is the what we're looking for. The shita that holds that pouring the shirayim is mi'akev by the internal karbanis. Okay, we'll get to that soon. So again, regarding our karban, chatas achitzayna, where it's only one phase, shakronis v'markis oisin, the corners are, sort of complete the process. So perhaps in nasan lamatik share, if he mistakenly, flipped the location, put it downstairs instead of upstairs, perhaps it's okay. That's what I would think. That explains, back to the beginning of the Braisa, why the word Oisa was necessary to point out to us. That location is critical. Oisa shenita nam lamalo. It's only kosher when the dam went upstairs, v'loi shenita nam lamato, as opposed to downstairs. Okay, so let's go back. That sort of ends the Braisa. Let's go back and reanalyze the most recent presentation. Mai shein mizbeach apnimi markam. What does the Braisa mean? That the internal karban chatos is not done by the mizbeach apnimi. There's more to do. Lav elu shirayim. Apparently, it's this phase two, the leftovers poured in the external mizbeach. Apparently, the brisa holds. Shirayim ar ma'akev by the chatos apnimi. Okay, so that's the shita we were looking for. Amalei Rava. So Rava responds, no, not at all. That cannot be the correct understanding of the brisa. That the brisa means to indicate that the shirayim are ma'ake by the chatos apnimi. No, because if that were so, if anything, it would disprove your point. Just the opposite. The starting point again was the pasuk, oisa. Location is critical, right? The placement of the dam of the chatos chaytzoina on the upper portion of the mizbeach is critical. And the question was, why are you pasuk for that? You can just figure it out based on, comparisons to other bloods, etc. And the Gemara went back and forth whether or not you can make those comparisons. Turns out that you know, perhaps you can't, and therefore, apparently you can't, and therefore we need the pasuk of Oisa, that location is critical. Amalei Rav Yehachi, but based on your understanding of the Braisa, that the Shiraim of the Chatos HaPnimi is Mi'akev, if anything, that will now serve basis for conclusion that, in fact, relocating the blood of the Chatos HaChitzayin from upstairs to downstairs is critical, is Mi'akev, makes the carbon puzzle. And that would actually preempt the need for that pasuk. So we're pretty much working against ourselves, we're disproving our point and removing any justification, any need for that pasuk. Tell us that halacha. Why? Yachi, teisei b'kavachimer. Because the halacha that location is critical by the chatas ha'chitzoina can be based on a kavachimer from the chatas ha'pnimi, based on your understanding. Why? B'kavachimer. If you look at the Chatas HaPnimi, where the Shiraim of that Chatas, according to your understanding, is obligated, is required, is critical that it be placed, poured on the outside Mizbeach. So despite the external Mizbeach being its final destination, being its phase two, so to speak, phase one is inside, phase two is outside, nevertheless, if he decided to initiate outside, instead of just leftovers, he did phase one outside. It would be pasla, son b'chutz, b'tchila b'chutz. Certainly it's pasla, like kibur, it doesn't work. Of course, echatz echitzoyna. Hanitana l'malo. The dam which is meant to be upstairs. Shein seifen chayve l'mata, where there's no requirement, it's not critical to have the blood poured, the leftovers poured downstairs. That's only about echatz ha'pnimi, v'shirayim ha'zim yakav, b'nat shayim echitzoynim. So since that doesn't really serve as its ultimate destination, it's not critical that it be placed downstairs. Of course, if he decided to place the initial dam downstairs, of course, it doesn't belong there. In addition, of course it doesn't work. In which case, there's no need for the pasuk of Aisa to teach us that location is specific and critical. So if anything, the way you understood the Braisa, tables have turned. We now have firm basis that relocating the dam of the Chatas HaChitzayin is me'akev. We don't need a pasuk. Ella says Rava, the Braisa never meant to say that the Shiraim are me'akev by the Chatas HaPnimi. When the Braisa said that the internal carbon has a longer process, more elaborate process, it didn't mean phase one is the mizbeach and phase two is the external mizbeach, with the leftovers. It meant within the Hechel itself we have two phases. One is on the Parechas, one is on the Golden Mizbeach. Right? There's your elaborate process, which doesn't apply on the external Karban Chatas. Ella, Ein Mizbeach HaPnimi Marka. Belavad, when we said that Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't complete the process, he meant to say, Ella Parechas, you need the curtain as well. So that's the more elaborate process we're speaking about. Of course the Shiraim is not Miyak. That's not part of the equation. We have two phases aside from Shiraim. And that highlighted the superiority of the internal Karban Chatas versus the external Karban Chatas. So bottom line is, according to Rava, we no longer have a source. We don't have a Shita that pouring the leftover blood is Mi'akev Karban. Tana Rabbana. Here comes another Braisa related to the same topic. On Yom Kippur. It says, V'chila Mi'chaper, when he completed the Kapara, right, everything that's discussed in that Parsha, regarding the processing of the par and the soira of Yom Kippur. Now, over there we have all kinds of applications in the Kaddish HaKadoshim, on the Pareches, and the Hechel. Regarding leftovers on the external Mizbech, that's actually imported from a different discussion. It's not discussed locally in that parsha. V'chilu mechaper, he completes the kapara. We learn from here, you have to do it completely. Im kiper kila, if you did all the kaparas, all the blood applications, great. You have completed and concluded successfully. If you're like kiper, but if you missed some blood application, like kila, you have not completed the process, you don't have a kasher or carbon. Why do you choose to switch around the words? V'chila mechaper. You're learning it backwards. Kiper kila. Why go backwards? Just go forward. As the way it's written. Why can't we just learn it straight? V'chila, if he completes, mechaper. That accomplishes kapara. Im kilo kipper, from like kilo, if he doesn't complete everything, like kipper, he hasn't accomplished kapara. To tell you that if he's missing any of the blood applications, it's a failed carbon. Shemechisar achas. Mikolam atonis, los leklum. Okay, any difference between the, Rabbi Yehuda's approach and Rabbi Akiva's? Might be not. Any difference between the two, Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon Levi. So we have Rabbi Yehuda, who has disagreement with Rabbi Shimon Levi as to how to understand Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Is there a machlekes? Or is it just a matter of semantics? Which way to learn the pasuk? But ultimately, the goal is the same. Every single blood application is critical, but not the pouring of the leftovers. Chadamar, so one of these, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon Levi, says, Chadamar mashmo is doishin ikabenai. It's just a question of semantics. How do you learn it? But the product that we're learning is the same. Both hold that shirayim are not miyak. The Chadamar, the other one says, no, shirayim ma'ak v'ikabenai. There's a halachic difference between the two shittas. Rabbi Kiva holds, shirayim is not miyakif. Because he learned, im kipir. He did all the kapara activity discussed in this parasha, the primary blood applications. By doing so, you've concluded, you're ready to go. Even if you miss something, such as shirayim, which is learned from a different parasha. Rabbi Yehuda learned differently. V'chila. Full completion, that accomplishes kapara. Everything you need to do, including shirayim. That's miyak. So, there is a machlekes on the question of shirayim miyak. Okay, so who said who? Who said what? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Which one of these two maintain that there is an opinion that holds Shirayim as Miyaki? This time, let's try to resolve and confirm. The Rabbi Shimon Levi, he's the one who the Amar Shirayim Miyaki, he holds. And there's a question of Shirayim Miyaki, and there's a shita that it is Miyaki. How do we know? The Rabbi Shimon Levi. Because he told us, he himself told us. You should know, according to that opinion, that Shirayim is Miyaki. What happens in the following scenario? It's on Yom Kippur. He applied the blood to the Kaddish HaKadoshim, to the Paroichas, to the Heichel, and as he's about to pour the leftovers on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, spills out. Ashrayim is Miyaki, what are we going to do now? You're in a catch-22 situation, because to leave it as is, you haven't completed. Well, can I bring a new par and generate more blood for Shirayim? Well, it's not Shirayim. Shirayim by definition means leftovers from primary applications. You've done all your primary applications, there's no leftovers. So what do you do? So he says like this, take a new par, shechted, and backpedal. Go back to the Heichel, apply the blood of this new carbon on the Mizbeach, sort of redoing what you already did. Now you have leftovers to pour on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Maybe par echad, you bring a new par, you go back to the Mizbeach HaZov, you start again, you go back one phase, one step, and now you have leftovers from Mizbeach HaChitzen, because pouring of the Shirayim is critical. Now, who presented this quandary with this solution? Rav Shimon Levi. Clearly, he's of the opinion that there is somebody, presumably Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Shirayim is Miyakiv. So he's the one, and not Rabbi Yechanan. Well, after Rabbi Yechanan, less le hasvara. You mean to say Rabbi Yechanan would not hold that there is any opinion out there that holds Shirayim is Miyakiv? Actually, we find that Rabbi Yechon referenced such an opinion himself as well. V'am Rabbi Yechon, Rechon tells us. There's a discussion there regarding Rabbi Nechemya, who says that if one takes, we know if one takes carbon material and takes it outside, a makar of it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's chayiv karis, he shechts, he does carbon, but it has to be carbon material. What about leftover bloods? Says Rabbi Nechemya, if one processes it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv karis, just like any other carbon material. And Rabbi Yechon comes to explain, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, so Rabbi Nechemya is presenting his opinion, his halacha, kedivrei oimer shirayim akiv, like the opinion that says shirayim is miyakiv. So since shirayim is miyakiv, so the material destined for pouring of shirayim is still considered active, valid carbon material. And that's why if it's done outside, it's consequential. So Rabbi Yechon himself is referencing such an opinion. And so did Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ella, so you must say, Kedivrei Omer, V'lav L'hani Tanoi, that when Rabbi Yechon made reference to such an opinion, Kedivrei Omer, he was referring, to such an opinion out there, that Rabbi Nechemya is in line with that type of opinion, but not necessarily it's referring to these two Tanaim, you know, Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva in this Brisa. Perhaps there's another, you know, there's somebody else out there that holds. Hachanami says the same could be said about Rishon and Levi. When he referenced such an opinion, who knows what his name is? Kedivra Omer. He's going like that, Shita, but who says it's referring to these two Tanoi? So, bottom line is, we don't really know what, you know, their respective opinion is regarding these two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. We do know that one of them, Rabbi Yechana or Rabbi Shem Alevi, you know, considered this to be the Machlekes, where the Shraim is Mi'akiv. But was it Rabbi Yechana? Was it Rabbi Shem Alevi? We're not sure. Okay, but in any case, we did actually reach our destination. We did discover, we did find a shita that says that pouring of the shirayim by the chatos apnimes is miyake. It's not the prevalent shita, but there is such an opinion. Okay, so in summation, regarding shlicha shirayim, so the way the Papa learned, both Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, hold the shirayim is not miyake. Regarding the shirayim, what he calls the mitzui of the chatos oif, on that we have a machlekes. And then we went around a lot of back and forth in here, ultimately concluding that in fact there is such a shita, that the shvicha shirayim of the chatos apnimis is miyake. All the best to you, Natzlacha Rav.